You have the floor.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Allow me, Mr. President, first to warmly thank the Troika, composed of Brazil, Burundi, and the United States, and in particular the rapporteur, Her Excellency Ms. Elisa Nkerabirori, my sister and ambassador and permanent representative of Burundi to the United Nations in Geneva. Thank you all for your patience and your diligence and for giving us of your time. Mr. President, Mauritius remains firmly committed to the Universal Periodic Review process. We believe we've had a constructive dialogue on the human rights situation in Mauritius, and we are encouraged by the appreciation expressed by the majority of member states on the good human rights situation that prevails in Mauritius. We thank the 121 delegations that intervened during the review on Wednesday, 24th January. We received advanced questions from 9 delegations, and as the rapporteur said, 303 recommendations. We observed that many members of the working group issued recommendations on education, health, women's rights, gender-based violence, and the environment in relation to climate change. And at least 7% of the total recommendations concerned the ratification of human rights treaties and bodies. Mr. President, this exercise has been a useful contribution to further advancing and shaping the national human rights strategy of Mauritius, and we're thankful for the insights provided. Whilst we fully subscribe to the view that all human rights are important and interdependent, my delegation wishes to highlight the centrality of the right to development in the context of the inextricable link between development, security, and human rights. As was said during the review by the Honourable Minister, upholding human rights is not only about taking on obligations under treaties and instruments, although this is also very important. It is also about creating conditions of living that are conducive to the enjoyment of human rights. And we noted, Mr. President, we note that the UN membership is not insensitive to the individual challenges faced by many countries and their ground realities, including level of development, financial resources, cultural specificities, and the impact that global challenges such as climate change, food insecurity, and digital divide, amongst others, may have on the enjoyment of human rights. The protection and promotion of human rights will remain very high on the government agenda, and we look forward to collaborating with other UN members and to the support of development partners in advancing this. The Mauritius authorities will examine the recommendations received with an open mind and always from the perspective that we can always do more and better and learn from other insights and experiences. We will inform of our position on the recommendations received by the 56th session of the Human Rights Council in July 2024. Finally, Mr. President, my delegation would like to express its strong appreciation to you, to the Vice President from Paraguay, for your leadership in conducting this review in a transparent and constructive manner, as well as the members of the UPR Working Group, and more especially the Secretariat of the Human Rights Council and the interpreters for all the support. Please also allow me to add a special word of thanks personally to all stakeholders in Mauritius who participated in the shaping of this report, and of course the Paul Regeneva team. Thank you, Mr. President.